And we are live on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Hump Day. This is the game plan, protection plan. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Hope you guys are having a good week. Yeah, we are about an hour later than we usually are. I don't know, just felt better to do it this way. Obviously, stuff we're going to get into, we'll talk about some of the bigger matchups, including some big-time upsets and all the games that I picked from last week. We're going to pick 8 more games coming up. I'm just going to start doing 8 a week, I think. Some of the bigger matchups. There's some good ones this week. There was some interesting ones by far. We're going to debut a new segment called Winner of the Week. If you think real hard, you can figure that one. There we go. Are we on?
These guys are warriors.
All right, I think we're back. I'm just not sure how much of this may have actually recorded. But for the sake of it, I'm just going to recap everything I just said. I think you take Michigan at home versus Wisconsin, take the under on the points. I think you take LSU to upset UGA. They are playing at LSU. I think you take Oregon at home versus Washington. That's another upset. You take Penn State and the points against Michigan State. You take Texas over Baylor because Texas is back. You take UCF on the road in Memphis. You take Alabama at home because Alabama's at home. And because they're Alabama. 28, oof, I don't know about that. I think you take the under. Let me make a note of that. And then lastly, number 19, Colorado is going to unranked USC. They are at USC, who is a 7-point favorite. Yeah, take USC in the upset. Not really an upset. They're unranked, but yeah, just you take USC in that one. Hopefully, you guys were able to hear all the Georgia State stuff I said. If not, just know that the Troy Trojans were able to win that game 37-20. They scored 21 points in the first quarter. I mean, when you take that away, at least only 16 points they scored in the last three quarters. That's, you know, the Panthers were able to buckle down. They're off this week before coming back next Thursday to face Arkansas State, and then the following Saturday they will be back home for the first time in a month to host Coastal Carolina. That should be pretty fun. So a couple days before Halloween, you guys should all drop by. And in case you missed other ones from the games from last week, I missed when Texas beat Oklahoma. I missed on Boston College beating NC State. I missed on LSU beating Florida, which dropped them from 5 to 13. And I missed on Kentucky versus Texas A&M. The ones I did hit on, Notre Dame over Virginia Tech, Clemson over Wake Forest, Northwestern over Michigan State, and Michigan over Maryland. But I think that's pretty much going to do it for us this week. I don't know how much of this recorded. These storms have done all kinds of wicked things to our equipment here lately. But I guess it is what it is. Thanks for tuning in. I am Jeremy the Impact York. This has been The Game Plan right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next week. Go Panthers.